Okay, hello, I'm Tim again, Stereolab, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
I got a job.
You are listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. Now, this show is probably going to be either one of the best shows of all time or one of the worst shows of all time. I'm feeling particularly feisty, and I got a lot on my mind. And every single show, I give everything I have, my blood, sweat, and tears, and then I get calls and I answer them. But for today's show, what I'm feeling is I'm feeling pretty agitated overall about the field of work. And I'll tell you why. If you're sitting out there and you say to yourself, I absolutely love getting up in the morning, this show is absolutely not for you. Every single show, I try to sell it to everyone so everyone's interested because that's what I do. I attract mass audience. Today's show is specifically designed not to attract mass audience. And how are we going to do that? I'm going to say this. If you get up in the morning and you say, I can't wait for my day to start, this show is not for you. If you wake up in the morning and say, I can't wait to deal with all the problems and challenges because I don't see, I only see the opportunity in challenges versus the challenges and opportunities. So if you see only opportunity and challenges, this show is not for you. Turn off the air. This is either, again, going to be the worst show or the best show. I think I'm going to entitle this show A Way Too Honest Approach to Careers. Listen, one of the things that I want to start off the show with is the usual. Now, you may or may not know how I start off the show. If this is the first time you're listening to the show, I hope it is. I know you're going to come back because you're going to love the honesty. You're going to get stuff here you never hear anywhere else. And it's subject to careers. Try selling careers. If I came up to you and says, do you want to improve your career? No one wants to buy. If I said, do you want beautiful lipstick or do you want to buy a DVD? People say yes. Try selling careers, impossible. So I'm not going to sell a goddamn thing anymore. All I'm going to do is tell you a few things. You may listen or not. So you don't want to turn off the air. I don't care. Obviously, every show I start off the show by teasing you about last week's show to sell it because we have great podcasts on our website. Last week, I took two phone calls, which were amazing questions about how instead of having to run away from your problems, work through them. And that was the questions. And I gave answers that blew not only the listener away. When I said it, I said, I can't believe I just said that. And it wasn't even premeditated. It just came out. And I say that because who cares what I say, but what we really care about here is the impact it has on you. And you know, today I might talk a bit about me. I never talk about me. I always get to interview other people and talk to other people. Why can't I share a bit about what's going on with me in my life? Yeah, we're going to do a bit of that today. Why you're going to want to listen to that, I have no idea. So you decide. The next thing, you know, I could sell it. You know, I could sit here and sell why you should listen to my story, how it could dramatically have insights beyond imagination and how you can see solutions to problems you never thought possible and how you can dramatically fast-track your career beyond realms of quantum leaps. I could sell it like that, but I won't. So you decide. Last week we had a great show. If you want to listen to it, go to www.citr.ca, the best community-based radio show website I've ever seen in my life. In fact, the best website I've ever seen in my life. It's so easy to navigate. Press buttons and it does what you want. You actually press the button and it'll take you exactly where you want. I can't believe how accurate it is. It's just amazing. I also share a quote of the week. Life is hard and then you die. That's the quote of the week. So notice today's show is absolutely the opposite of positive. A positive person will sometimes say, the positive person may be right and the negative person may be right, but the positive person always has fun. But what if you don't feel like having fun? What if you just feel like sulking and being in a crappy mood, bitchy mood? Well, that's what today's show is designated to. So today's show is specifically for those who are pissed off, angry, upset, don't want to do anything, sitting on their couch, currently watching TV, and for some reason, 101.9 was on your radio when you overheard it, and you're compelled to call in. You know what I want to do actually today? I just want to sit in front of the phone and take phone calls. That's what I want to do. To be honest with you, that's what I really want to do. But I know you're not going to call because you're too damn lazy to be on the sofa. So get off your butt or do something. I don't know. Ask your friend or your neighbor to call the dial of the phone. 604-822-2487. That's area code 604-822-2487. Call in. I'll answer your tough questions. And you know what's going to be great about this time? Is that before, I always answer nicely and politely. But this time, I'm going to give you a choice. So here's what's going to happen. Whenever you call in the show, I'm going to say, do you want the brutally honest answer you may not like or the polite answer I guarantee you like? Depending on your mood, I'll give you the answer you want. I never give you what you don't want. That's the one thing I notice. Always give what you do want. Quote of the week, you work hard and then you die. I'll talk more about that. Top question of the week, why is life so damn hard all the time? That's a little of a generalization. Why is life so damn hard? It's always work. It's always work. Now you might say to yourself, well, how the heck am I going to be motivated by this show if it's always negative? I have no idea. How about this? Accept that your life is in the shit right now. Can I say that? I think I can. Accept that your life, by the way, if you ever want to sell anything, never say a swear word. People stop liking you. But I'm not selling anything. Well, what I'm selling you is you on accepting who you really are and where you're really at in your life. So if your life's in the pits, be in the pits. I figured out there's only one thing that helps being in the pits, and that's being with friends. So go see friends. Drop out. Leave whatever you're doing. I don't know. Quit your job. Make a change. Do something. If you're unhappy, make a change. Now, if you want my opinion, call in at 604-822-2487, and I'll give you my opinion. And I'll tell you exactly what to do. It'll immediately solve your problem. Isn't it funny how easy advice can be given out? Now, I might say that I have a bit more credibility in terms of the subject of careers based on the content that I know. Nevertheless, do I know it's right for you? Well, sometimes I ask qualifying questions, and sometimes I don't care. I don't want to ask any qualifying questions. All I want to do is I want to ask you nothing. I just want to tell you exactly what to do, and you can do what you want with it. Success story. I have millions, and I don't want to share one of them. How about this for a success story? Accept where your life is. Whenever I meet somebody who's in a situation that's just terrible and they're fighting it all the time, the worst thing you could possibly do is fight who you really are. If you're really creative and you're fighting that creative urge, you're going to die. If you're, if you have certain expressions of yours, let's say your personality, and you hide it, you're going to die. What I figured out is if you hide your personality and you don't accept who you really are, you're going to die. Either you're going to do it yourself or you're going to have someone else do it or you're just not going to be happy. What the hell does this have to do with careers? What I notice is that on average, when you're thinking about your career, you're thinking about your life. And when you're thinking about your life, you're thinking about your career. And they just cannot be not more intertwined. And so we're delving into subjects you've never heard before. But one thing I can guarantee by the end of this show, you're going to pretty much say, damn, my life ain't so bad. Or you know what? Why don't I just accept that my life is crap and go from there? What you resist will persist. Does that make any sense? You can hear that? Okay, good. Let's carry on. What else we have to say? So this thing, it's going to literally blow your mind. You've never heard anything like it before. Let me tell you one thing. When it comes to your career, why do you even bother asking yourself these questions about your career? There's nothing you need to do around it. My goodness sakes, it's like osmosis, the river. And I've said this before, when the water's going down the river and it hits a rock, it goes around it. It doesn't try to climb it. Stop climbing your life. Stop making life so damn difficult. What if I asked you this question, you gave yourself the answer right away? I want you to go get a pen. By the way, I'm about to take phone calls. This thing better be ringing off the hook in any minute because, well, if it doesn't, it's not my problem. But what I'm saying is this. How often in your life do you get to get the answer to your most difficult questions? More specifically, the answers to your most difficult career questions. And you'll not only get an answer, you'll get an answer so honest, you'll say to yourself, I've got to call back again and again and again. And you'll tell your friends and everything like that. So what you must always remember around your career is that all you have to do is accept where you are and accept who you are. And when you do that, you are on your way to doing very well. Now, that's an overgeneralization, but it's exactly accurate. It actually pinpoints exactly what it is you need to do in your life. And so one of the things we're going to be doing on the air as well, we're going to be taking calls. We want your suggestions around the kind of guests you want in the show. Now, I think I know what you want. In fact, I know what you want. So call in and tell me otherwise. If I'm not giving you what you want, you tell me. Because I know.
it's producing the kind of results. You should see what happens. Things just take off. 604-822-2487 is the phone number. Give me a call now. Now we're waiting here. Don't you love that? Haven't you always wanted to hear a show who actually waited for the phone call and is comfortable with absolutely dead air? And what if I told you right now was me accepting that there's not a damn call coming in? What would that do for me? How would that make me feel, or what would I think? We got a caller. Just a sec. Hi there. You have a question? Okay. Are you prepared to go on the air? Okay. Just a sec. Hi, you there.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to hear from you. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul, nice to hear from you. What's your question?
I have been a painter for about 15 years. I'm in my late 30s right now. I'm taking a technical writing course, and I'm trying to get out of painting, but I'm just concerned about getting out. And I listened to your show a little bit in the odd time when I've been able to catch it, and I've been kind of interested in your approach. So I'm just curious as to what I got probably another 2 to 3 years, and then I'm starting basically over again at ground zero if I go into technical writing. And got a young family, mortgage, all that good stuff. So it's a bit of a challenge. So I'm not sure what I'm phoning about, but I'm just curious to see what you think.
Okay, so I want to make sure I got it all straight.
Yep.
So you're currently painting.
Yep.
You're doing courses to be a technical writer. And you have a family to support.
Yep.
Okay, and if you were to go into technical writing, you go to ground zero, which means less money?
I would think probably less money. I mean, I'm averaging about $42,000 maybe take home right now.
Okay.
And I'd go down to about $38,000 a year less taxes after that. So.
Okay, got it. I'm just curious to know, if previous shows, or you've listened to other shows, what part, you said the approach you like. I don't know exactly what part you've kind of resonated with.
Okay.
So what is it?
I just heard, talking about going on interviews, the shows that you've done about those, and selling yourself. And I guess the problem that I get into is that regardless of the fact that, I run a small business and, I'm in charge of all the bookkeeping, I do all the quoting, all the actual work myself as well. So, all those things are great, but, it doesn't really translate, I feel. I get frustrated because it doesn't seem like people recognize beyond the fact that you're just a painter.
Okay, so you're not feeling... I get it. So are you pissed
off? I'm wondering
off?
If there are anything else I can do, other courses perhaps that I could take that would augment what I'm currently doing and make it a bit more legitimate, you know what I mean?
Well, I hear you want to be a... Do you like being a technical writer?
I'm enjoying the process so far. I'm into it about 6 months, and it's been pretty interesting.
Yeah, have you had a chance to work in the industry at all with it?
I haven't, no.
Do you want to be?
I would like to be working in the industry. There's a strong subcontracting component to it.
Oh, I see.
Really appealing to me, so it's not necessary that you actually get in with a company to, make your money. You can go and subcontract, and it's becoming more and more common because I'm basically a subcontractor now.
Ah.
The concept is not, that's one of the reasons why I chose it. I mean, I obviously like to write, but it had this additional component of being able to subcontract, so you weren't locked into a corporate structure, which I'm not sure I can get locked into now.
A lot of transferable skills too with your current work, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you know what the answer was, what would it be?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know the answer to
your question. If you already knew, let's pretend no. Now I know you don't know the answer.
Okay.
But
yeah.
If you knew the answer, what would it be?
It would be to get out of painting as fast as possible. But
how much money do you have? Can you survive not earning any money?
Probably about 4 months.
Is this money something that I know? There's you're not the only one, the only hands touching this money, but is that money like is it things for travel? Because obviously, if you're going to do that, you won't be doing these kinds of things. Is that a problem?
No. Yeah. Well, no. It's it would be more of going into a bit of debt, which I'm not overly concerned about. I mean, we prepared to do something like that if it's the right sort of change. And there is a practicum at the end of the 2-year program where you would do an internship at a company, so you'd have to take, I think, 4 to 6 weeks is what they're asking you to take off. So, I mean, there is that possibility for me as well.
Okay. Well, are you interested in the high risk or low risk approach?
I'm interested in the high risk approach.
Okay.
I've got nothing to lose right now because I really don't want to keep doing this for the rest of my life. So, I mean, I'm at that point now at 38 where I kind of got to make that leap.
You got to make a move. Okay. Yeah. So for example, you're on a ship. You just arrived on the island. You burned the ship behind you. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm looking for.
You got nowhere
doing.
Else to go forward, right?
Yeah.
There's this great line from Tarantino. He says, the only way I was able to do anything in my career is if I pictured myself with the back against the wall. It's funny sometimes what we have to do that to move forward, isn't it?
Right.
That's strange.
That's kind of where I feel, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. 4 years ago, I spent $30,000 in savings and I went bankrupt to pursue my career.
Yeah.
So quit and find work fast.
Yeah.
And if you want to send me an email, I'll give you the one-day dream job challenge and I'll tell you how to build contacts very, very fast.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
Excellent.
Are you prepared to do that?
Quit my job right now and go into debt and chase something down?
Yeah.
Probably not. Just because to transfer out of this right now into something else, it's not like I could go into an office building and say, oh, you know, I was in this company and I could expect to get, you know, a similar salary because of the lack of education that I have and that I'm not sure what it is that I'd be applying for.
So let me try this on you. There's a book called, how do you say, the parachute book. Have you ever read that one?
What color is my parachute? Yep.
There's a great, I've always quoted this all the times by Bowles. There's this thing where there's the hard way and easy way to make a transition.
Yep.
And his, according to your situation, not willing to take on the hugest risk, would you consider being a technical writer in your field?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Is that something you could do?
Well, that's possible too. I could definitely contact a number of paint companies and just find out what those options are. Yeah.
Now here's the thing. You're not going to get off the air until you actually tell me what your next step is going to be. That's the only thing here. So you're not sold on anything yet, and I got that.
No,
so how are we going to sell you on what you're going to do next? What's the next step?
The next step would be to sort of inquire with some of the local paint corporations. I have another number of sales reps that I've dealt with for years that could probably get me contacts within the companies that could find out for me what their technical writing requirements would be.
Yes?
Yeah.
Would you be prepared to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, do you want the words to say to book the meeting?
Yes.
Do you have a pen and paper?
Let me just pull over here.
Sure.
And I can't.
Are you in the car? Don't do anything bad. I just got a car. Jeez.
Okay.
So you're going to want to speak to the, now you could say the training manager or the technical writing manager.
Right. Okay.
And they say, well, we don't have any technical writing manager. Then you say, I'd like to speak to the person in charge of technical writing.
Okay.
And then they say, oh, that would be the HR manager or the, I don't know, even their small company, that would be the CFO, whatever.
Right.
So you never know. Just say the person in charge of this.
Yep.
And introduce yourself. Give yourself a name.
Yep.
Preferably your own. And say you're currently a technical writer. You actually identify yourself studying technical writing.
Okay.
I'm studying technical writing, and I would like to come in for a 10 or 15-minute appointment to discuss opportunities.
Okay.
So my name is this. I'm currently studying technical writing. I'd like to come in for 10 or 15 minutes to discuss opportunities. And then you give them a couple of choices. When would be better, Monday or Friday?
Monday or Friday. Okay.
So are you prepared to do that?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
You give them two choices.
Monday or Friday, nothing in between.
No, you could do, I chose those days randomly.
Yep.
Just pick 2 days because decision makers are really stressed out about making more decisions. So if you make the decision for them, they can answer your question.
I see. Okay.
Now, here's the deal. Would you be prepared to do that and call back and let us know how it went?
Yeah. What's actually the airtime for your show?
It's 3 to 3:30 every Tuesday.
3 to 3:30 every
So we're now 3:19, and so we're got about 11 minutes. So 3 to 3:30 every Tuesday. Now, if you call back and give us an update, there's a ton of listeners out there that I know are in your situation because I hear it all the time.
Sure.
But more importantly, we'll talk about you and make sure you get what you need.
Yeah. Okay. No, actually, I'll give that a shot for sure.
So, but don't not do it.
Okay.
I swear to God, your back's against the wall and your bloody ship's just burnt. You have nowhere else to go.
Right.
Jesus. Okay.
I have no choice.
No, you don't. I don't hear much choice. Let me tell you, you got a family there. They don't want to sit around with a sulk all the time, you know?
That's right.
Jesus, get a life. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for your help.
We'll talk soon.
Back in a couple of weeks.
No, I want to hear you.
Okay.
I'm serious. All
right, believe you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, man.
Bye.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got to go to break. Right after the break, more opportunity for you to give us a call. 604-822-2487. By the way, notice, you get what you want when you call. 822-2487. Thanks for the call. We're now going to go to break. And during the break, I want you to think of any questions you have. and an opportunity for you to also hear a public service announcement. This one's going to be 35 seconds long, and I know you're going to absolutely adore it.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
I got a job.
Listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to find work you love. And every single show I put in blood, sweat, and tears to communicate theories and concepts that will blow your mind, but sometimes, and I just realize that sometimes out there you are absolutely don't care what the heck I have to say. All you care about is your life and your situation. And the fact that you're, like we just said on the last call, backs against the wall, the bloody ship is burning and you have nowhere else to go. And on top of that, you got a bunch of great payments and family. And it's a huge shift. The last caller made a very interesting point. When you make a transition, you also go back to ground zero, which means in a, not 9/11 ground zero, but can be that bad, literally. I mean, you literally have to start all over again. I have this quote on my wall. I have a quote on my wall, and I absolutely love it. You'll make more money doing what you think you won't make more money at than you would if you did what you thought you'd make more money at if you don't like it. If you want to be a doctor, technically you will make more money. But if you want to be, for example, a painter and you love being a painter and not a doctor and you become a painter, you will make far more money as a painter. Because if you love it, what are you going to do? You're going to do exactly what our last caller did. You're going to actually build your business. Obviously, he doesn't want to be a painter. He wants to be a technical writer. But he wants to be a subcontractor and he'll do extremely well in that. I'm positive about that because you put in the time. Every single business has an opportunity. Every single job or subcontract position has an opportunity to grow as an independent business, for goodness sakes. And that's where all the margins are. And if you're motivated, you'll do well. So if you absolutely love technical writing, what are you going to do? You're going to open up your own business. Then you're going to have technical writers below you, and you're going to charge them out. And you're going to have subcontractors. You're going to run your own business. Next thing you know, you go out of technical writing. You go into specialized kinds of writing. And maybe this guy loves music, and he's going to be a critic. And because he loves that so much, he's got his free time, and he's loving it. He's making $500,000 a year. And a doctor, by the way, makes about $150,000. Yeah, I was talking to one, my doctor. As a career advisor guy, career thing on the show, I said, I got a radio show. I'd love to share this kind of information. How much money do you make? The guy's dressed to hell, and he makes $150,000 a year. Everyone thinks a doctor's the top of the world. But here's this guy, technical writer, running his own subcontracting business, making $500,000 a year. So I'm convinced of that, and I've seen it enough. Some of you might have missed that I shared a bit of personal situation around my career, and it's true. I actually gave up everything, and I don't know if it was the right thing to do. All I know is that I spent a whack of money to get out of what I hated, and I was literally detested my job. I was in finance. I studied finance. It was despicably boring, extremely I couldn't stand it. I'd get up every morning and say, this is not the way life is supposed to be. So if you're sitting out there and saying this is not the way life is supposed to be, maybe you got other problems. Maybe you need someone in your life, or maybe you need a new hobby. No, the show specifically focuses on careers, so that's why we're talking about that. But just be aware that there's more than life than just careers. But I think career is so exciting. When you're so engaged with it, it then transfers on to others. Okay, we're taking your phone calls. We've got a few minutes left. Now listen, there's somebody out there who wants to ask that question. Got to get it off their chest. 822-2487. 604-822-2487. Now listen, I have to go to break again because I got to satisfy the sponsors. They're great to us. And what we're going to do is right after the break, we're going to come back. We're going to take your final call. And I'm going to do what I call I love this closing. It's called the graveyard secret. And I'll explain what it is in just a moment. And after that, we're going to be closing up at 3:30. This show runs every Tuesday, 3 to 3:30. That's Western Standard Time, because we're out in the West Coast. So down in the U.S. West Coast, or so out East Coast, know that we're 3 hours behind. Yeah, 3 hours behind, because I know we receive calls from across the country, because this is just a fantastically popular show. I just know it. Okay, great. Well, hold on a second. We might have an opportunity. Okay, 44 seconds. Here we go. We'll be back in just a sec.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in then?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
I gotta go.
You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the best show in careers. You get all your answers, tough answers, questions all the time, and all the good stuff. Actually, this segment is called Rapid Fire Q&A. Get an answer to your toughest interview questions. And I just realized that we had Kyle on the line, and I was talking to him, and I think everyone heard what we were saying, but heck, it's not perfect. Kyle, you there?
Hold on.
Kyle, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Kyle, nice to hear from you. Thanks for your call. What is your Rapid Fire Q&A? What's the situation? What's going on?
Okay, well, I'm finished school now, university, and, you know, I'm just starting to get into, like, the career, the world of work and stuff. I have many interests, and I also have confidence that whatever I pursue, I'm going to do very well in, but I have no idea how to choose what I like to do, how to choose which one to pursue, and how to let go of a lot of other interests and other passions to pursue one.
Oh, I see. Are you really interested in your career, or is this you're doing this for someone else, your family, or what, somebody else?
No, I'm really interested in the things that I want to pursue. I mean, I love music, and I love sound design for films, and I've already started to do pretty well in that. But I heard from other people, and kind of had a dose of my own that, you know, you don't have time for everything. I don't have time to, you know, try to pursue the life of a successful musician and the life of a filmmaker, because there's too much to do for those.
I gotcha. So part of you kind of intuitively knows that you need to focus your energy, but part of you a little afraid that if you do that, you're going to start compromising your loves.
Pretty much exactly, yeah.
Okay. Did you have a chance to hear the show that I talked about, Backwards Career?
I only catch bits and pieces because I'm usually just finishing up work, just driving around and stuff. So
okay, got it.
I think a bit of that one, but.
Well, it's shouting at me. You tell me if it fits, it sticks on the wall for you. The Backwards Career says this: you pick the number one thing you spend the majority of your time doing, not what you think you like. But you must look at like a typical day and say, I spend my physical body's time doing this. And then you go backwards from there and you actually do work in that very thing. So my question to you is, what do you physically spend most of your daytime doing other than what you don't like doing, which is work you don't like, stuff you do like?
Well, I spend time either making music or writing down ideas for movies and that's pretty much what I do.
Okay, now we have a minute and a half. Yeah. But I just want to address it right now. This might go on to another call, but if we can make the decision now, that would be wonderful. Which one would you like to choose to do the Backwards Career on, where you're actually going to go and meet with a decision maker from that industry to do an information meeting to find out how you can enter that field? Are you prepared to do that?
Prepared to choose between film and music, essentially?
No, just to meet someone in the industry to find out more information about it. Not to choose which one you're going to go into, but just to have a meeting, an initial meeting with a key decision maker.
Well, I suppose music, because that's what I know a little bit less about the industry.
Okay, good. So go to the publication Real West. You know this one?
Yeah.
Okay, Real West. Go in there and pick 5 of them, get their phone numbers, and ask for the person in charge of what you're interested in. So you say, the person in charge of this, and I would like to meet them to tap into their expertise. That's exactly how you book the meeting.
Okay.
Kyle, I got to go.
I know.
You're going to call me back and tell me what happened?
Sure, sounds good.
Kyle, don't lie to me. Now, geez, I know you're a busy guy, but come on. You got to give us a call back, and the listener's going to love you for it.
I will. I'll call you next week.
Thanks, Kyle. right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're back. That's it. That's the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Two questions, good. We're going to keep coming back with more and more and more. We're going to be talking about the amazing stuff, stuff you've never heard before, careers you're going to absolutely love. And just a moment, we're going to be hearing from our wonderful guest and our wonderful speaker. We'll be back in just a moment.
En avant la zizik, votre émission éclectique de langue française sur les ondes de CITR 101,9 FM à Vancouver. Musique classique d'hier et de demain, musique actuelle, jazz et musique du monde, les mardis de 15h30 à 16h30. En avant la zizik, your bilingual eclectic program on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Classical, new jazz and world music, Tuesday afternoons 3:30 to 4:30. Pour les auditeurs qui n'ont pas froid aux oreilles. For the wide awake listeners. En avant la zizik.